Hello and welcome to the Just Ask AI podcast, where I, Herman Poppelberry, take your questions about artificial intelligence, technology and the digital world, and turn them into something you can listen to, preferably while sipping tea or walking your donkey. Yes, I'm a donkey, yes, I live in Jerusalem, and yes, my brother Corn is a sloth, but today we're not talking about arboreal mammals or Middle Eastern real estate, we're talking about encryption. Specifically, Daniel wants to know, is AES-256 still the top dog in encryption, especially when you consider that it's been called military grade for years, and if militaries really use it, or have they moved on to something stronger? Also, what's the most advanced encryption available to the rest of us? Let's start with a quick refresher. AES stands for Advanced Encryption Standard. It was established by the US National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST, back in 2001. After a public competition to replace the older DES algorithm. AES comes in three key lengths, 128, 192, and 256 bits. The 256-bit version is the strongest, and yes, it's been widely marketed as military-grade encryption, but here's the thing. That label is more about marketing than technical reality. The US government does approve AES 256 for protecting classified information up to the top secret level, but only when used with appropriate key management and security protocols. So it's not that AES 256 itself is magically military, it's that, under the right conditions, it meets military security requirements. Now, has the military moved on to something better? Well, there's no public evidence that they have, and that's important. We don't know everything, of course, but in the absence of leaks or disclosures, the best assumption is that AES 256 is still in active use across high security domains. Why? Because it's still considered computationally infeasible to break with current technology. Let's talk numbers. A brute force attack on AES 256 would require trying 256 possible keys. That's a number so large it defies intuition. To put it in perspective, if every atom on Earth were a supercomputer trying 1 billion keys per second, it would still take longer than the age of the universe to crack a single key. So no, quantum computers haven't changed that yet, at least not for AES. Wait, quantum computers? Ah yes, that's the elephant in the encryption room. Quantum computing threatens certain types of cryptography, especially public key systems like RSA and ECC, which rely on the difficulty of factoring large numbers or solving discrete logarithms. Shor's algorithm, when run on a sufficiently powerful quantum computer, could break these in polynomial time. But AES, it's more resilient. Grover's algorithm, the quantum attack relevant to symmetric encryption like AES, only reduces the effective key strength by half. So AES 256 becomes as strong as AES 128 against a quantum attack, which is still considered secure. That's why NIST and other agencies still trust AES 256, even in a post-quantum future. Now, what about alternatives? In the consumer world, AES 256 is still the gold standard. It's used in everything from HTTPS connections and VPNs to encrypted messaging apps like Signal and password managers like Bitwarden. Some systems use AES 128 for performance reasons, especially on mobile devices, but 256-bit remains the choice for maximum security. Are there newer symmetric ciphers? Sure. There's CHA-CHA-20, often paired with Poly-1305 for authentication. It's faster than AES on some hardware, especially without dedicated AES instructions, and it's used in modern TLS implementations. Google, for example, has used it in Chrome and Android. But CHA-CHA-20 isn't necessarily stronger than AES 256, it's just a different trade-off between speed and security. In high security or military contexts, the focus isn't just on the cipher, it's on the entire cryptographic system. That includes key generation, key exchange, key storage, and resistance to side-channel attacks. You could have the strongest cipher in the world, but if your keys are stored on a sticky note under the keyboard, it doesn't matter. So militaries likely still use AES 256, but layered with other protections. Hardware security modules, air-gapped networks, quantum-resistant key exchange protocols, and possibly custom or classified algorithms for specific applications. But even there, the trend is towards standardization and transparency. Because, ironically, open algorithms that have been scrutinized by thousands of cryptographers are often more trustworthy than secret ones. Which brings us to post-quantum cryptography. NIST is currently standardizing new public key algorithms designed to resist quantum attacks. These include lattice-based schemes like Crystals Kyber for encryption and Crystals Dilithium for digital signatures. But these are for asymmetric cryptography. For symmetric encryption, AES 256 remains the recommendation. So to answer Daniel's question, yes, AES-256 is still the go-to, both in consumer applications and in high-security environments. It hasn't been replaced because it doesn't need to be. It's fast, well-understood, widely implemented, and still secure against all known attacks, even theoretical quantum ones when used properly. That said, the future of encryption isn't just about stronger ciphers. It's about better key management, forward secrecy, zero-trust architectures, and integrating cryptography into systems in ways that minimize human error. Because at the end of the day, the weakest link isn't the algorithm, it's us. And if you'll excuse me, I need to go remind Korn to change his password. Again, thanks for listening to Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Poppelberry, and if you have a question about AI, tech, or why donkeys make great cryptographers, send it in. Until next time, keep your keys safe and your curiosity sharper.